Val Powell and I am sitting here with the composer. They're here. So
Hi.
We're
Hello.
Excited about that. Hello.
Sorry we were late, everybody.
No.
Pittsburgh.
Totally fine. I just mumbled on about Guns N' Roses for
cool.
the last 10 minutes, which is easy for me to do.
There's a lot of material there. Yeah.
It is. Okay. So, like I said, we were going to talk to them about their new upcoming EP. I'm going to let you know when they'll be in Pittsburgh to catch them on tour next. So stay tuned because we've got a lot of great info on them for you today. Let's get started. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your background. I know you're a hometown band for Pittsburgh. Corey and Paul, I read that you formed it in 2007. How was it starting here?
Pretty much, we'd been bands our whole lives. You know, I'm growing up from Pittsburgh. I used to go see Paul playing Punchline all the time.
Okay.
And, you know, he left Punchline and was doing his thing, and I was doing my thing. And pretty much, we just crossed paths, both looking for a new band to start jamming with. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of when everything started. And from then, we added Seth in 2000.
Like, yeah.
7, 2007.
No,
8.
10.
10?
Yeah, 2010.
Okay. Was it now 11? Okay, yeah.
Okay.
We kind of consider that, like, when Seth joined the band, that's, like, our lineup now.
So, yeah.
So, we kind of had two lives. The early composure.
It's hard to answer that
early
question.
Composure, and then when Seth joined, we kind of feel like that really brought a lot to our lineup and, you know,
cool.
A lot of new stuff.
It's hard to say, when we started because, you know what I mean? There's been different phases.
There's been changes.
Yeah,
okay.
a few phases.
A lot of bands go through that.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, probably contributed to your sound, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Sure.
Definitely. Cool. So, I know, like, you guys both mentioned Punchline already.
Yeah.
How is it playing in two bands together, and how is the writing process and the music different between the two bands?
Right. Yeah, that's pretty, it's a lot, it's pretty time consuming, you know?
Okay.
But, like, that's the thing, we love it, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, we'd rather be busy with music all day long, you know, and every weekend, and just all the time.
Yeah, you know? So the thing with it is that being in the composure and just playing music in general, that's kind of like what we all do. We don't have jobs, you know, we're busy all day. So just adding more busyness, it's can be a bad thing, but it's for the most part a good thing.
Yeah, well, as long as you
keeps
get
us
enjoy,
have
yeah.
something to do, you know.
Yeah, the writing process is, you know, the same dynamic as our band, I'd guess. You know what I mean? Like, mainly Steve kind of like writes the bulk of these songs. You know what I mean? And then we all work on them and practice and stuff. And so that's you know, and that's pretty much like how it goes. Like, but in you know, in the composure, we pretty much write all the songs together at practice usually.
Okay. So there's more time
on the spot,
definitely.
You know.
Ah, so you guys spend more time with the composer.
Yeah, we practice every day and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more of a collaboration between everyone in the composure. And, yeah, it's definitely what we're more busy with is the composure. And we're always practicing and playing shows and all the time. So,
good,
yeah.
Good. So I always like to ask musicians this question. Who are some of your influences?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I love that question. I think for me, and probably for me and Paul, like a couple bands, like Rancid.
Yeah, No Effects.
It's one of my favorite bands, definitely.
Yeah.
I grew up on punk rock.
Yeah, we just
Misfits Dancing?
Oh, absolutely. I saw the Misfits the other night. Yeah.
There you go.
Picked up a really cool shirt, too. Yeah.
Their shirts are everywhere.
Yeah, they've got the iconic.
Yep. They did it. The
Crimson Ghost, yeah.
That's the skull. I saw the Suicide Machines at Ormsby.
Cool.
A week ago, and that was pretty cool.
Cool, very cool.
Yeah.
So like I said, we know that you guys have the EP coming out brand new. What's it called? Tell us a little bit about it.
We've been talking about it for a while. It's right as of now, it's untitled, but we finished it and we're really happy about it and excited to get it out. We really don't have any information to tell anyone right now, but it's going to be coming soon. The release date and, you know, the name of it and all of that. But
maybe a special show announcement?
Yeah.
Oh.
That'll be coming. That'll be coming.
Absolutely.
Probably within the next week or two. We try to stay up on the whole social network site thing, Facebook, and we do some Stick'em chats, and we're going to start getting back into those. So definitely look for some announcements coming very soon about the EP. But today, I think we're going to listen to the first time anyone's probably ever heard
one of the songs
off the EP. So that's cool.
Definitely. We'll try that.
Exclusive.
Yeah. We'll get back to that. But how is it different from Strings Attached?
It's more upbeat. Is it like faster tempo songs for the most part?
Yeah.
I'd say that's like the most noticeable thing.
Strings Attached, a record that came out last year, it took like 3 years to record that. Like we were talking about the early stages of our band. We went to record in Chicago like three times during, I would say, the early stage of our band. And a lot of those songs were really old. And when Seth joined the band, we had those songs and hadn't put out anything yet. And we had been a band for about 3 years. So he joined, we wrote some new songs, and we went and finished that record in LA. And so like half of it is like early composure, and half it's like when Seth joined, and it's like our lineup now. But this EP, I feel like, is really gonna showcase
what's going on right now,
writing together, and you know what we are now.
Cool. What was the recording and writing process like for it?
For the EP?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, just like at practice, really, like, you know, there were some ideas that I had, and then there were some ideas that Seth had, and then like you and then, but they're bare bones, you know what I mean? They're just ideas. So like, it's like, that's the way I like to do things, is like take this like core idea, and like this could be only seconds long, you know what I mean?
Right.
And just like jam on it at practice. I know it sounds pretty hippie, but you know, just like see what you can make with it, like see how far you can take it, and like see how different it sounds.
Right. So you know. Do you know how many tracks are on it yet, or right now it's just
Yeah, it's gonna be either 6 or 7. Yeah.
Either 6 or 7. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Depending.
It just borders that line where it's not an EP anymore, but you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, like we have the songs we feel
after
like we should put them out.
Came out, and we play so much, and we're always writing, and you know, a lot of times, like Paul was saying, we'll jam on a part, and you know, sometimes it'll get not forgotten, but kind of put in a bag and saved. And like on this EP is called parts that have been around for a long time that, you know, you're jamming on a new part and you're like, you know,
you remember that one,
bring it back, and then you bring some stuff back. So that's always cool when that happens, and something, you know, you always wanted to use but never came together gets to come back and get used.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you guys will let us, we'll listen to the first track now. This is
Out to Dry.
So Paul, if you'll hit the play button all the way over there. Yep.
Just say when.
All right. I'll say when. Now. All right, that was The Composure with Out to Dry on 670 AM WPPJ. New stuff. Good stuff, guys.
Thank you.
Very good. We hope everybody else thinks so, too.
Yeah, I hope everyone heard it, liked it.
Yeah,
if you
definitely
did, tell us somehow.
Tell us.
Facebook, Twitter.
Me or them. Yeah. You guys have Facebook and Twitter pages, right?
Yep.
There you go. So look them up, find them, tell them what you think. But I think it was pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. So, like I said, I know you guys are set to tour, and you'll be in Pittsburgh at the Smiling Moose on Friday at 6 p.m. What can we expect to hear and see at the show?
Friday, it's going to be a really, really, honestly, a good show from front to back. There's four bands. Two bands are from out of town. The one's called Bright and Early, and they're really good friends from New Jersey, and we've toured with them before. We play with them all the time. And another band called Squid the Whale. They're from Michigan.
I love the name.
Squid the Whale, yeah. Yeah. They, Bright and Early right now, they're touring with them, and we're going to be doing a little part of that tour. So that's the first day we'll be on that.
A
little stinter. Yeah. But they're really awesome, too. Both kind of like us, but a little harder. And then our friends Vesta from Pittsburgh are going to play, and they're really, really good. Three of them used to be in a band called Juliana Theory. That was one of my favorite bands and still is. But it's not one of those shows where you go, you just go to see one band, really come for the whole show, and every band is really, really good.
And it sounds like it's a lot of local influences.
Definitely.
That's the thing. People need to go to those kind of shows more, because honestly, I have no idea. I would have had no idea if you guys didn't mention it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's sometimes hard to get people to come out to shows, but recently it's been getting better. So I think the Pittsburgh music scene, personally, I think is getting better. For a couple of years there, it was like, oh, I can't get anyone to come to shows. And
it's hard. You didn't know about it unless you had a friend. Look up.
Yeah.
Right. Word of mouth is always like the best way to rely on, getting people to your shows. But it's hard to get everyone that you would, want to be coming to the shows, to hear about it. Yeah. But it's definitely hard.
I mean, the Facebook and stuff, too, that really helps nowadays, the events and inviting thousands of people, even if you don't even know who they are. So,
definitely. All right. Well, I think we should play a track from Strings Attached. What do you guys think?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. So we're going to play one from there. This is the composer right now. I can't keep hanging on.
Please take me home after.
All right, that was The Composure with Stop Now, Start Again from Strings Attached, another good album of theirs, and good stuff, guys, again.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So
you can find that record pretty much
anywhere on iTunes.
Anywhere online. Yeah, iTunes.
Is the EP going to be on iTunes?
A bunch
iTunes?
Of places for free, I'm sure, too. Yeah, the EP is going to be on iTunes and probably a couple other sites. And, yeah.
Cool.
We'll be announcing all that
soon. It'll be easy to find, hopefully.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Definitely. Well, we got to go to a quick commercial break right now, but I'll have more with you guys after that.
Cool. All right.
All right. We are back with The Composure, and we've got some great stuff from them today. We found out about they're coming here on Friday. Smiley Moose, 6 p.m. So check that out, everybody. Their new EP. We just heard Out to Dry earlier. And, of course, Strings Attached, you can find that on iTunes. And we heard Stop Now, Start Again just a little bit ago. So just as a fun question,
yes.
I heard you guys like playing hacky sack.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that something you do just to kill time, whenever you have time to kill? Or?
We love it. Affirmative.
I think it was something that we all did when we were younger. I know, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, just randomly... I mean, a lot of people did it when they were younger, but sure. I used to be really into it. When, like, you ride bikes or probably just skate. Like,
yeah.
It's something that, like, you know, those were all those kids did. So
yeah, they were just around all the time when I was younger. And like... And then what, like, how long would you say, like, close to a decade goes by where I don't see a hacky sack. And then so we decided to bring it back.
There you go.
Yeah, you bring it back one time and it just stays.
It's so addictive. Yeah.
It's so fun.
We had a hacky sack club in high school.
I did too.
Like 20 kids.
I think in seventh grade I did.
Cool. In the park. Yeah. They were just all there.
Yep.
I could never learn how to do it.
No?
No.
All right.
I could get like
It's really
one
practice.
Or two.
It's practice, really.
Yeah.
After you haven't played, I was like, I was pretty upset.
I know.
When we started playing, I was like, oh man, I'm so bad.
Yeah.
But I'm back. I got it. We got it back now. We get some good hack circles going.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Good saves.
There you go. So who's the best hacky sack player?
Huh.
Out of all of you?
That's a hard one. Yeah. We all just practice so much,
it's like equal.
You're pretty much, I'd say you're pretty much the best. I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
I'm the best. Corey the best. But you know what? That's because I played soccer my whole life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that might have something a little to do with it. But, yeah.
Not when you're doing the toe flip.
Yeah, I show my boat a little bit too much sometimes.
Showboat.
Yeah. But yeah, we're all of our friends. We're pretty good, so.
I'm up there.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I'm up there.
Probably. All right. Yeah. So, anything else you'd like to add or let our listeners know about?
We have a website called thecomposure.com. You can go there. There's links to everything. We update it, put updates on there all the time. There's a music video for Stop Now, Start Again that you just heard. Everyone go to shows in Pittsburgh. There's a lot of good bands here.
Yeah, support your local bands.
Yeah. Wiz Khalifa isn't the only thing coming out of Pittsburgh.
we were talking about that off air, guys, that most people think that he is the Pittsburgh scene.
Yeah, that he's the face. He's the face of Pittsburgh scene.
No.
Yeah.
Not true.
Not true.
These guys are proof.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't get me wrong, Wiz.
That's the thing, you know, and we have like a crew, like a family of friends that we all, that are all playing music that all play, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we, Strings Attached is out on a label called Modern Short Stories that the guys in Punchline own, and there's about five really, really, really awesome bands on there, and sometimes it's disheartening that we look at like all the bands on our label, and they're all so good, and, you know, if I was just someone listening, I'd be in all these bands, and then there's all these bands out there and people that just I don't see what people see in them, and they're everywhere. But yeah, just check out music.
Check out what we're doing.
Check out music.
Check out what we're doing.
Check out shows.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thanks again, guys. Remember, you can catch The Composure at the Smiley Moose on Friday at 6 p.m. Tickets are just $10, according to the Smiley Moose's website. So be sure to check that out. Strings Attached in their new EP, of course. Strings Attached is on iTunes now. The EP will be soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And go to thecomposure.com for the latest news on them and check them out on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter as well. You are listening to 670 AM WPPJ. We're going to play a little bit of music here for you, and I'll be back after that.